Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking. Chris, shrinking, nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Yoshikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got some rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before, me slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Christopher Gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting bullshit, I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane, like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic at all. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn? Thank you.
about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high. Burning the loud as the Lord's sea. God of our weariness, God of our solitudes, thou who hast brought us thus far.
All right. You tuned in to Coffee Tea, a conversation with Dorothy Tillman on the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Show. Hope you all hope you enjoyed the show. And sorry for last week if you tuned in on iHeart or VON, the long play Al Sharpton. But let's get into it right now. It's Coffee Tea and a conversation with the greatest mother on the face of the planet, Alderman Dorothy Tillman.
Y'all
really
single right now. But back in the slave days, I would have never been single.
It's Slavery Night Live with SNL writer-performer Leslie Jones and special guest Rachel Firestorm.
Leslie Jones did this bit on SNL about Lupita Nyong'o being named the most beautiful woman in the world.
Nyong'o girl.
And she said, you know, how come they don't have a list for the most practical woman in the world?
I'm 6 feet tall and I'm strong, Colin. Strong!
And that's when things got all slavey.
Back in the slave days, my love life would have been way better. Master would have hooked me up with the best brother on the plantation. Every 9 months, I'd just be in the corner just popping them out. Just Shaq, Kobe, LeBron.
It was very uncomfortable, but it was also very funny.
Well, Ebony.com senior editor Jamila Lemieux wasn't laughing.
It was very hurtful, and as a black woman, it was extremely hard to watch.
I have a problem with white people laughing at slavery. I don't think we've come that far.
I get back to, you know, doing a movie. Of
good morning, y'all. Say it loud, 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 say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud, I'm black and I'm proud. Ooh-wee. I tell you, sometimes you get conflicted by that, don't you? But I tell you, it's so good. If God had come to me in the making and the creation, said Dorothy Wright, what do you want to be? Name it, I will say, hey, if I had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brother? We're going to play that one day, but not today. I would still choose black. In spite of, just understand that. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. It is so good to be here. When I come back, I got a special song to play for y'all before I kick off my Mother's Day. You know, what we need to do every morning when we wake up. I came this morning, it was so interesting because this little bird, you know, my yard, for those who know, been to my home, know I have a huge fountain in my yard. I got a nice little yard. I've been there since 1985, but I have robins, all kind of different birds because I think the person, Dr. Lawless had a haven there, a bird, a bird haven. They come back. So I have this robin that comes in different colors. And one of them has been coming ever since my mother passed, same little family. But this morning when I came, you know, got off, got ready to open the door, this is a little special bird sitting on the step, wouldn't move like it was bowing, you know. And I just looked, I said, okay, Mom, in your spirit, is that color little bird been coming since my mother passed a few years ago? And it was just a good morning, you know, and I realized just how grateful and thankful and how God has always given you your little signs and how you're doing. Tomorrow is my mother's birthday. I think tomorrow is the minister's birthday or today. I got to look. I think it's tomorrow because and my mother's birthday is on the 11th, and I always tell her that I used to tell her all the time that I was a birthday present from my father. So she asked because she went in labor on Mother's on the 11th. So we have always celebrated our birthdays together. So I had to get kind of used to not having her or going wherever she was and to celebrate the birthday with her. And that's a whole other story. It's not a sad story. And it's just that you have to get used to things like that. But to have been there, a lot of you in the audience walked through me with my mother's illness and with her death. Knowing how I understand the spirit of God is, that God does show up, because I saw him show up with my mother as they came. So I was just thinking this morning, so I got a song, you know, when you get up to be thankful to somebody, for somebody. And, you know, we're going to talk today, we're going to dedicate this to mothers. We're going to put a different little spin on it. And they're all kind of mothers, you know, and we're going to dedicate this show especially to Melody Spann Cooper, mother. Miss Lovey Spann, a great woman. Y'all all know Purvis, but Miss Spann is something else. And thank her for having such a creative, all of her children are wonderful if you get to know them. But thank her for bringing Melody Spann Cooper here because, you know, so often we don't have anybody take that next generation wealth or the next generation something. And because of her guidance and her hand, along with Purvis, because I remember Melody, this little young girl running around the station. Well, you know, and Purvis of Dorothy, she's learning this stuff. But to see her actually come in here and to keep this station going at all costs under all kind of circumstances and people talking all kind of BS. I remember when she got the 24-hour station, smart deal, working with Earl Jones and to be able to deal with this so that she could give VON 24-hour talk. And that's why I think that she have her way of mothering, too, and I have a reason for saying this like that. And to move on, and I remember how hard she tried to get a lot of the people to take the 1450 station to lease it when she talked to the ministers, because I even started to do it once and just do all black music. But it was difficult for her to get blacks in the community to put something together to take over that station. And she leased it out to a Hispanic group, which she leased, and then people start lying about. There's just a signal now, so she's smart enough to keep her own signal. But to, she didn't gave that station away, which was not true. But she was smart enough to take that smarts that Miss Lovey and her father had put on her. So, Miss Lovey, I know you listen to me every Saturday because you're always telling me how much you listen to me. I want to say Happy Mother's Day, especially Happy Mother's Day to you. And to Pierre Cooper's mother, Happy Mother's Day to you. Pierre, who's there, you know, it ain't easy. I'm going to play a song for them today, Melody and Pierre and all the women and men who are in love and either the men who are looking for it or men who don't know how to treat their women. And also for Miss Lovey Cooper, for Miss Lovey Spann and Purvis Spann, I have a very special Mother's Day song for her and for them to thank them for Melody. Once again, thank you, Melody, for carrying on. But thank you, Miss Lovey. Y'all don't know Miss Lovey, honey, because Melody is a mixture of Miss Lovey and Purvis, if you want to get to know Miss Lovey. So happy Mother's Day to you, too. And we're going to be dealing with mothers in terms of what is a mother, just like what is a father. If I give you a plant, and you take care and water that plant, you become that mother. And God had some things planned where just because you don't have children do not mean you cannot be a mother. And it does not mean that you have to be alone later on. If you reach out and touch or take another child and love that child and hold that child and guide that child the way the black community used to be, then you will have children and say, well, she was like a mother to me, or he was like a mother to me. That's what you would say. He was like a father to me. And that's what you would say. And there's enough children out here that need mothering. Our teachers, and that's when black teachers, to all of the black teachers and teachers, period, but especially our teachers in the schools who had to really, you know, you have somebody say that my teacher did this and my teacher did that. You have the men like Walter Dye, and I'll save that for June, Captain Dye, who was really great to people like Jimmy Tillman, my children's father, and a lot of other folks. And in terms of the music, but the mothers in there, Margaret Burroughs taught at DuSaba, at DuSaba High School, the mothers to all those children over there teaching them art. Whatever role you have when you got your hand on a child and you do the best to direct that child, and people talk like this is the first time that we've had problems in our community. We've always had problems. The difference is that we always try to build a fence around our children and around our family. We try to do like Jesus taught us, to build that fence around, and somehow we got a crack in the fence, and we're not constantly, we used to have the men or somebody out there fixing that fence from the time we came here with slavery. So you got that crack, and everybody's coming in with everything to destroy it. When you look at what happened last night at the prom, I cannot be remiss from that, for the young lady having a prom, and somebody just came and shot it up, and her aunt got killed. But the question is, who shot up? And what's going on? If you've been following the news and following this whole drug and gun thing, you'll see that these drugs and guns are not coming from our community, but there are people in place who are putting people out here to run havoc. And sometimes, not all the time, sometimes when people get shot up, it's because sometimes they be standing with their brothers or somebody who might be doing these things, or maybe not. Somebody want retaliation, or they just doing it because they want the community. It's a whole range of things we have to look at, mothers. If we're going to be, I'm going to be challenging the black women to be Shapur and Poor. We have to be the mothers of our communities, and we got to figure out what we got to do here. You know, this is not a game, and this is real. And this is the mode we got to be going in today. I'm going to have Reverend Jackson to join me close to the 7 o'clock hour. I don't want him at 6:30. We're going to talk to him this morning for briefly. And we're going to call Micah. Micah, I want him to call later. Evan, let you know. But so we got to really talk about the Shapur and Poor in the community. Can you be? Can you be those midwives? I'm going to challenge all mothers who know, those of us who are older, we got to be midwives, grandmother, because some of the young folks don't know how to deliver babies. We know how to deliver those babies. I've delivered a lot, more than my five. I have a lot of children out there who are running around now, and they are all right in school and all right in life because my kids brought them home. Some of them are teaching, some are doing other things. Also, when I was in office, I visit all of the jails. I run up on the brothers a lot of times. I talked to them in jail and asked them to come out. I remember one time I was having this fundraiser when I was an alderman, and I won't call this brother's name, but he showed up and he gave me this check for my fundraiser. And I didn't know him, so I gave it back because I don't take everybody's money. And he said, "You don't remember me, do you?" I said, "No, I don't, sir. I thank you, but enjoy yourself." So he took it back a little offended. He came back later, and he told me, he said, he was in Galesburg, I think, or one of the prisons, and he said that, he said, "You came and you spoke. You changed my life. You told me to come home. We need you. And you said that if you have yourself together and you're right, I'll see what I can do to help you." And he said, "I came home, and I got this little job, and I got my own company, and I'm doing this." I felt like his mama. And I run up on a lot of little brothers in the street. I was a little under the weather the other day, and I went to the doctor, and the nurse who was checking on me, she reminded me of, he said, "I'm a nurse today because when you were the alderman, you all of the things you did for the children, I was there with my children to get things for them for Christmas for school, and you didn't politicize it." And I'm not just saying this to my home, I'm telling you what she told me. "You didn't politicize it, you just gave it." She said, "You didn't just give us little things. It was like a whole Christmas, and we depended on it. We had fun with the children. We sing." She said, "I just wanted to tell you." And that inspired me to go on and become a nurse. And I mean, those are just little stories that I run up on all the time. Some people, I got this one little brother running around. He know he listens every Saturday with the other little brothers on the west side. He always stayed in the home. And I was when I was on my way to speak to them in jail, he heard that Dorothy Tillman was coming, and he said, if I be good, he knew for a month, I want to introduce Dorothy Tillman. So this young man was good for so long. And when I came and I had to speak, he called me before a couple of times, and I had to speak. So, but he brought me up, tall, handsome young man, and he started singing. He, after he introduced me, and he got my brother, he sing this song, "Lady, lady." He sing this song so wonderful. So I'm walking down the street one day, and he walked to me in my ear. And, you know, I'm not unapproachable because I love black people. I know we got black people do strange things. We also got black folks who do dumb things or mistakes. And black folks, I don't assume every black person coming to me going to hurt me. So he walked with me, he said, and I looked around, and the person whipped me. I said, no, don't do that. So he started singing his song about ear. And I turned around, and I just cried. That was the first time I had seen him, and I've seen him sometime since then. And he calls in sometime talking about what we need to do with the brothers. And he said, "I'm doing all right, and nothing's going to put me back. Thank you." And that's across the board. God said, "Did you visit me in prison? Did you feed me when I was hungry? You know, what did you do for me?" I saw a young man the other day, and I'm just telling you all how we can be mothers and fathers, or young ladies, how we can be midwives. And this young brother came to the Harold Washington Center, and he said, "I was waiting for you." I said, "Why?" He said, "Your shelter." He asked me about Frank. He asked me about John. I know Frank and John. I was listening. He asked me about all the love and all the folks who were at the shelter. And he said, "I'm back at home with my wife." I said, "You are?" He said, "I was at the Washington King Center. And I want to thank you for having that center there." Well, I'm just mentioning the different little things, but it was more, so many more. And he said, gave him opportunity. He said, he'd go by there and he'd see that vacant lot over there on 58th and 57th and Prairie, where it used to be a shelter, and he took his son and took him over there and said, "You see this spot, son? There was a lady, her name was Dorothy Tillman, and I want you to go look her up. She's the reason why I got myself together. It's a vacant lot now." How do we be mothers, and how do we be shapur, and how do we be midwives? We have to be midwives to our community, ladies. And we got to help heal the brothers, and brothers, you have got to be accept that love, and you have got to also be stronger as we make you stronger, because they say you love your sons and you raise your daughters, and it's really not that. We love both of our children, both sexes, male and the female. A girl, I don't like the male, female. It sounds like animals. Young men and young women. And the thing about it, since we have come over here from Africa, we've always tried to be protectors because we know that not only was our race without sanctuary, our men was truly without sanctuary. So when you see people come shooting and doing things all the time, it's not us, and I'm not taking it apart, it was us. Because if we emotionally drain all the time, we can't plan. And we have got to plan this stuff out here. Don't tell me to do it. We got to come up with two or three criteria and stay on that. But lastly, what they'll tell you is our people ain't doing nothing. They're all on welfare. The statistic would tell you that there are more white people on welfare than black people. But they're not on every radio station no more. They on the welfare. They make you think it's black people. Not only on welfare, they're also on the welfare, getting welfare checks and stipends. They're also corporate welfare and other welfare. And most of these things you see them billings is from your tax dollars. You look at the other immigrants and other folks who come into the country, they utilize all the resources that this country have. And remember that we built this country, ladies. We built this country so everybody else come in and they have a leg up to put on our necks because this is the way the country have been built. So we can't, that's why you don't hear me do a lot of emotional shows because every week they throw out something for us to be hollering about, whether it's Sterling, whether it's this, whether it's that. And we never get to the core of things. These other folks, you know, you talk about them, but they're not talking about we on welfare. No, they take the money, and they're billing, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. But not us. We be so tired when this stuff, that's why I cut y'all off. When this stuff is over with, you too tired to really work on behalf of the community. The women are too tired to deliver the babies, and the men are too tired to fertilize them. So we'd be in a lot of trouble here. But I think we can get through this. We're having trauma in our community, you know, and it's organized trauma. Just like it was post-traumatic, this trauma to keep us so traumatized that we can't think. Our total community is not about those people shooting up a yard or someone who's killing. And I'm very disturbed by all of that. But if you've been following the news, you will see what this people, these white guys who were from a foreign country took these black teenagers and really did some damage to them who've been dealing with their drugs and your drugs and your guns and all of that. They're showing where it's all coming from. And our poor little boys, because they are being destroyed on these corners, some of them made the choices because they're scared not to make it. So all of them will have to be. But those who are fighting over a turf, which is a corner that Rahm Emanuel or any of these folks in power who keep us all upset can take away from them any day. Or they're fighting over somebody else's drugs and they got peanuts and they don't have money and they are feeding and they are doing, taking care of the penal institution, taking care. We're feeding. Everybody's eating off of us, whether it's in school, whether it's in the jail, whether it's in the hospital. Everybody's making money except black people. So I'm challenging black women this morning to become midwives as we organize and struggle. I know about the women in Nigeria, I know, but I'm trying to, and I'm not opposed to it. I know we have to do, you know, I thought that was, y'all will get mad at me. But I don't need the first lady standing holding no sign about bringing our girls home, because she is the first lady. She's the power, and she don't have to beg nobody, because she is our first lady. You know, and Durbin and politicizing his sign up there. No, you talk to the president. We know she's really the president. You say, hey, this is what's got to happen, and you come before the community and you give a statement. We love you, Michelle, and we know you're much bigger than that. And sometimes I don't like folks doing that to her because she's a great woman. She don't need to be, that's another way of silencing her. No, you take the world stage and you make your statement. But right now, I got to protect these children here on this border as we look at what's going on because some of that is also contrived because they're over there. All of a sudden, they're focusing. And it's wrong about the girls, but they are focusing because Nigeria is one of the richest African countries in the world. Just food for thought, we'll talk about next week. Okay, y'all. All right. Hey, y'all. Hey, I'm a mother to 5 children and 8 grandchildren, and my mother's gone, but I have my 3 sisters who are listening. One is in Atlanta. One is in Carolina. The other one's in Pensacola where my mother lives. Happy birthday to Audra Faye, to Tammy. Tammy, who have a very great practice down there in Columbia. And also my other sister, my little lawyer, sister down in Atlanta. Happy birthday to you. And I was so happy. I know my brother's listening in Detroit. I want to thank you, Junior. I receive your card and your check. Am I taking the place of Mama? That made me feel good, boy. Okay, y'all. You're listening to Talk of Chicago 1690 WVON. This is Dorothy Wright Tilbury with Coffee Tea and a Conversation with Me. Every Saturday morning from 6 to 8, right here in this great studio called WVON. I mean, we just having ourselves a ball up in here. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to your mama too, Courtney, but I'm coming back. And so our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio. We're on Blog Talk. Type in Coffee Tea or either Jimmy Lee Underground. And you can get this show if you missed it. Facebook, group Facebook. If you've got some comments, call in. I'm going to say happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan. Tomorrow is his birthday. Happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan. You know we love you dearly. And don't y'all listen to the rumors of what was in Sneed. It took that much longer for them to tell you that he had been under the weather. He told you himself he had been under the weather. He ain't dead, y'all. He ain't near death. And he ain't going nowhere. That was the most stuff they threw out to you. He's all right, my brother Farrakhan, whom I just love dearly. I just enjoy those private moments with him and even the public moments with him. Happy birthday, my brother. I always have celebrated the minister's birthday on my mom's birthday, and I love you, Minister Farrakhan. Happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day. Get your coffee, get your tea. Call everybody because we're going to have fun today. Come on back and talk to you. Ms. Lovey, you better wake up. I know you're listening. Tell Pierre Mama to wake up because I'm going to dedicate this song to you when I come back and thank you. And I'm talking to you, purpose I've already done, and to all the men to do to their women what it is on this Mother's Day. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I want to change some things. I want the moms where I live to have childcare they can trust.
I want to make sure my little brother and his friends have a safe place to play.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more hardworking families learn how to budget and save.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
Want to make a difference? There are so many ways you can. Help create opportunities for everyone in your community.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life, education, income, and health.
I mean, I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
And now we have an 8-year-old on the line. Welcome to Our World Today. What's your question?
Our continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that 71% is comprised of water. Man automatically adapts to environmental conditions. So why do I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. Brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
In times like these, strangers at your door should be treated cautiously. But unwelcome strangers in your home can be your worst nightmare. Home invasion is a form of armed robbery where criminals break into homes through unlocked or open doors and windows. They even trick people into opening their doors to confront victims face-to-face. They can be after money and valuables, threaten personal assault, or take members of the family captive. But you can be proactive against these disturbing attacks. Learn how to protect yourself against home invasions. Never open the door to strangers. Secure your home with high-security locks and quality door and window hardware. Consider a home security system and even a dog. It's also a good idea to devise an action plan for your family in case intruders ever do enter your home. To learn more about how to keep your home safe from intruders, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Join the Harold Washington Cultural Center as we present our fundraising gala, Thank You Chicago, for 10 years committed to children, community, and culture. One night only, Monday, May 19th, showtime at 7 p.m. We will be honoring Tony Award-winning producer Aaliyah Jones Harvey. Congressman Danny Davis will receive the State Rep Lou Jones Legacy Achievement Award. Tickets are available on TicketWeb.com or by calling 773-373-1900. Thank you, Chicago, for supporting 10 years committed to children, community, and culture. Harold Washington Cultural Center. See you at the theater.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me
and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy. It's only one lamp. It's
just one TV. It's like all the way in the other room. What difference will it make if I turn things off when I'm done with them or not? If we switch to energy-saving light bulbs or put in a programmable thermostat,
how much energy and money could it possibly save? Sometimes I wonder if we could be more efficient with the energy we have now and tuck away more resources for later.
You know, it just never hurts to plan more for the future. My name is
Colin, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
It slices, it dices, with razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender, it's not a set of steak knives, it's car windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text on their phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience car windshield. Passengers who have tried car windshield agree. It's a smash. Car windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced car windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid car windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
Say it loud. Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. But I say we want to quit moving until we get what we deserve. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share.
Say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud, I'm black and I'm proud, I'm black and I'm proud, I tell you. Woo-wee, y'all. We back, y'all. I'm going to come on to this phone. I got Reverend coming on in a few minutes, so y'all got to hold on when he get on. Just about 5 minutes before he go do his other show he's finna do. I told him, just happy birthday to Jackie in a few minutes. We're going to go into him, y'all. This is just such a great day. We are certainly doing Mother's Day, and this is a Mother's Day celebration. And we're also going to be doing in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be doing a few giveaways. So you're not talking, just to be the caller that will get the thing. Okay, that's later, a couple of tickets for the Harold Washington 10-year anniversary. And also, I'm going to give away a couple of my books. Hang on to your hats that you might be interested in getting. Let me go to the phone real quick here. Benjamin, help me out real quick. I'm going to get you. You've been waiting a long time. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers that raise you and to your wife and to everybody else. How you doing?
Good morning. This is Dorothy Tillman. Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, and I know you know what it is for another mother to raise you, and I thank God that you tell the world I'm your mother. You know what it is for someone to put their arms around you when you have to be for you.
And I just want to take 60 seconds. I just want to thank Ms. Tillman. This is Benjamin, everybody from Rich Force. And Ms. Tillman, you know I do this year-round. Happy Mother's Day to you and
thank
to
you.
All the women in your life that you raised, Ebony and Jamilita.
And Jamil. I got Jamil. My middle girl. She's a teacher.
And all your children. You're respectful as a mother to all these other mothers, whether we agree on an issue or disagree on an issue. You guys know I respect women year-round, whether you're a mother that got a husband or you're a mother that's a single mother or you're a mother like my wife who's raising three children who we adopted that's not even hers, but she raised them like their own.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, Benjamin, about us raising the children, and you know what it is to be raised by, because you were a foster child and how you put love out there, and that's what I was
No, Ms. Tillman, I wasn't a foster child. I grew up in an orphanage. I never was in a foster home. I was in an orphanage for 13 years. So I stayed in an orphanage from the time I was 5 to the time I was 18. I never had the privilege of having foster parents.
Yeah, and you look at you. God bless you, and thank you for your testimony. But you understand what I meant when I first came out.
And I want you, Ms. Tillman, and I want all you women, have a nice Mother's Day, and people out there that's listening, if you got a mother somewhere, go and hug your mother and tell her happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I'll see you next week, Mr.
And my birthday is Monday. I'll be 67. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Maurice, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, beautiful black woman.
Testimony for the black women and for mothers and grandmothers and everybody else. What you got to say?
Absolutely. Happy Mother's Day to everybody, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
To me, I turned 63 yesterday.
And Minister Farrakhan.
Yeah, especially Brother Farrakhan.
Yeah.
God be with him all the way. You know, I first heard him at the old Final Call building on 79th Street. I almost joined the nation that first
time. I've been with him since he came here, too, since we was on 79th. He's an awesome brother. He's a brother that don't mind telling it. And, you know, and don't mind. He's not scared. He don't hide behind the curtain.
Look, I always say we need 99 more just like them. We'll have two for each day.
Well, you be one. They won't need 98.
I'm working on it. Pray for me. You were talking about Sister Melody this morning.
Yes.
Right? Let me add something. Not only did she take VON 24/7, she used this technology to take us around the world.
Yes, she did.
And she also did something a lot of us refused to do. She took us off a Negro and put us on nation, and
we love her for that, and we got to love her. And happy Mother's Day, Melody, if you're listening, because this show is also dedicated to her. Thank you so much. I want to play this song before I go to another one. Miss Lovey, I know you're listening. Purvis, I know you're listening. I know I've been saying I'm coming. I'll be over there. I've been trying, but I've been working so hard. This Otis came over. He had a good time, but I'm going to come, Purvis, hang out. But, you know, this is what men have to do. This is what I want all you men. This is how you got to feel. Well, you know what? I got Jesse. I'm going to take him because he got to do a show. Hold that song. I'm Miss Lover. That make him hold. Now you go get Span and hold his hand. All you men who got women, hold their hand. If ain't in your mind, hold their hand. And I'm going to come right back to you, but I need to go to Reverend Jesse Jackson. Let me talk to him real quick, my brother. Happy Mother's Day to Jackie, and I tell her, give her my love, because as a mother, Reverend, she have all her children with her, knowing one is not with her, and tell her my prayers and my love go out to her and to Jonathan's wife and all the rest of them.
Well, there is a happy Mother's Day to you, Vern. It's so much for you, the mother.
Thank you.
Of your children and so many. So you've earned, congratulations.
Thank you.
Today we're honoring at Rainbow Push the mothers of Nigeria who symbolize the struggle of mothers there and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're honoring the women here in Chicago who've done such great work, but also women from Nigeria, then we'll go downtown to the rally together.
What time is the rally?
Noontime, and our worldwide broadcast will be seen today at 10 o'clock around the world today.
Okay.
The real question is, why did the U.S. government wait so long to get involved? I've been reading this book around question for some time now.
Right.
They've killed 1,500 people this year already. They've been killing schoolgirls and burning up schools and churches and weddings for a long time.
Right.
But Africa is on the bottom of America's foreign policy.
Just like blacks in America is.
Yes, African Americans at the bottom of the domestic policy.
Right.
And so why were we so late in getting involved in Rwanda, for example, or the more enormous killings in the Congo over the minerals that go into our cell phones, for
mm-hmm.
example.
Right.
Or why we hold on to South Africa for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And the price we've paid, Dorothy, is that, let us not forget, Al-Qaeda struck Kenya and Tanzania before it struck New York.
Right.
And Ben Laden was living in the Sudan, so the security ramifications are huge. But also, since one, every four African is Nigerian. Mm-hmm.
And Nigeria is a very rich. It's a very rich country. And, you know, and
it's
now
it's a rich country, but it's a heavily populated country.
Right.
Half of Africa's wings spread. Including Niger, Chad, and Cameroon is touched by Nigeria. So if Nigeria is destabilized, it destabilizes, in many ways, all of Africa. It's
mm-hmm.
a big deal, big deal.
If I can come, I'm going to try to join you if I can. It's at 12 o'clock at downtown and you at Rainbow Book that they can be seen, and you can also go on the web and you make sure that we see you're gonna have this.
But people want to follow us because we're very involved in this, and I've been in Nigeria four times this
of course.
Year, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We've not been able to get a peep squeak out of our government about it until now, the situation involving these girls, and maybe it takes these children to illuminate the darkness.
Oh, they'll do it for a minute, Reverend. If you don't stay on and the people like you who understand this, it'll be a flash in the pan, and we can't allow that
to
happen.
I want people to follow us on Twitter at Rev J. Jackson. They get good information about it on a constant basis, as well as follow me, Reverend Jesse L. Jackson, Sr., because we're constantly pumping that information.
Yeah.
You may not get from the daily newspaper.
Okay. And, you know, Reverend, maybe next week we can do a little bit and really get into this, because when you talk about the coltan and the cobalt, even the stuff that flies the plane come from South Africa. I mean, from Africa, that flies the plane in the air that you're flying on. It's a lot of things. So I need to bring you back and let's talk about it, because I know you've been very, very involved in the Nigeria and Africa over there. You've been over there.
By far the most abundant resourceful continent in the world is Africa, and it's just a big deal.
Okay. Thank you, Reverend. And I'm going to try to get over there. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to Jackie. I just wanted to get that in, because if you all want to go over and to do, it's deeper than just the girls, y'all. We got to get the girls. That's why I was saying we didn't need our first lady holding up a sign. She can just give a speech, and that would just be awesome to do that. Pam, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Alderman Tillman. Happy Mother's Day.
To you, too.
I thank you. Just want to say you shared some information with me, and I feel badly that I didn't know, or maybe I just wasn't aware, and it was regarding the station
uh-huh.
and the leasing of 1450.
Yeah.
That Melanie wanted to get a conglomerate of passes.
She tried to get a lot of folks. I even put something together to try to do music, and they didn't. And what I love about Melanie, smart she was, so she gave it to this man. No, she leased it, and thank God she did help pay for some of this. But she tried. Yeah. I just wanted to go past that, because she takes a lot of people kick her and do all kind of things, but it takes a lot to hold it together, and that's why we're saluting her this morning, her mother, too.
I appreciate that. But let me say this. For me, that was the opportunity, once again, for the black community, particularly Alderman Tillman, those black business people with money, because I see them raise millions of dollars for Daily. They raise money for Rahm Emanuel, but they can't raise money to keep this wonderful institution so that it could be leased.
Well, and we thank God that she was able to get someone to lease it, and we share
Billy. But it should have been black people.
Well,
it
but it didn't happen.
People.
Yeah, you're right, Pam, but I just wanted
you
to
know
say
what
that.
I'm saying,
yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
Okay.
When Lyndon Johnson Rice sold the Ebony Building, there should have been someone black to keep those legacies.
We're going to talk about this economics on another. We're going to dedicate it to mothers now, and we're going to get back to this, Pam, maybe before this month is out.
But
this is to the Happy Mother's Day, Pam.
Let me say Happy Mother's Day, and let me say to those who have lost their moms, Happy, you know, Mother's Day, find a way to appreciate you had your mother. And then also, Alderman Tillman, there may be people who have a little bit of a shaky relationship with
Yeah, that's what I talk about.
I hope that can be healed.
Yes.
And worked out so that those people also can enjoy Mother's Day. So I appreciate where you're coming
from.
Thank
you. How many minutes on that song? Can I take another call before I go to the song? It's okay, I'm going to take another call, because I want to play this song for Melody's mother and father, and Pierre's mother and father, and some of the others. I'm going to try to go, man, song. If you got, you might need to hold on, man, song, because you're going to be trying to go past my seconds. I know you are, so you need to hold on. Maria, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. I just called. I waited because I wanted to let you know how special you are.
Oh, thank you.
Many times we don't approach the problem the same way, but I brought my daughter to the Harold Washington Center to see Cooley High.
Thank you.
I wanted her to see. You met her, okay?
I did.
There with Christine, because I'm going to stop by and see Christine later on. But I wanted my daughter to know what a mother, what happens when children listen to their parents, when they listen to their mothers, and when they pass on legacies like you're doing to your children.
Thank you. And also, you know, we're celebrating 10 years of the Harold Washington Culture Center on Monday the 19th, and we hope y'all come out and support us. We have a VON code. It's 10-year fundraiser celebration to help us keep our doors open, but also to celebrate 10 years. We're going to be honoring Danny Davis, the Congressman Danny Davis. We'll be getting the Lou Jones Legacy Award. We're also going to be honoring Aaliyah Joan Harvey, who was the only black woman, only black on Broadway that's a producer, not a director, but a producer, and it'd be good for y'all to come and also come out. We do have a special VON rate, and we call 373-1900 and come on out and support us, okay?
Okay, I'll do my best, and I need you to support me too, Dorothy.
Okay, and pass the word now. Pass the word, y'all. You need to come out and support us on Monday the 19th. Doors reception is at 6. We have VIP reception at 6 and 7 o'clock, and you know we don't stay long. But what I'm going to do, I have enough time, I'm going to, and the rest of you hold on, and you call and say something special to some of your people who you want to say Happy Mother's Day to. I'm going to talk to Reverend Weatherspoon because he's going to be 30 seconds. And I'm going into this next song, Lovey, Span, Mr. Span, and Miss Cooper, and all the other men out there who this is what you need to be saying to your wife. I'm going to take to your girlfriend or whoever. Take Reverend Weatherspoon 30 seconds, and I'm going to the song. Courtney, Reverend Weatherspoon, 30 seconds. How you doing?
Happy Mother's Day, Dorothy.
Thank you, Reverend Weatherspoon.
Happy birthday. Keep doing the great work. Happy Mother's Day to my mother.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there that make a difference in the community. They're doing something positive.
Thank
be
you.
Be a mother that's doing something, not just being a mother having children, but make a difference.
Yeah, we all got to be midwives. We got to go into Exodus and be midwives. Thank you so much. Look, y'all, this is how the men supposed to feel about their women and women about their men and about our community. Look, men, just tell this to your woman. And if you don't understand it, work on it. This is dedicated to you. I'm sure this is what Span is saying to you, Miss Lovey. I know Purvis Span is saying, look, on this Mother's Day, Purvis Span is saying to Ms. Lovey, and some of you, and Pierre, I know you're saying this to Melody, and your daddy saying to your mom and all the men, this is what you say to your women. Charles Bevel, y'all. And hey, women, it's all right like this to feel about your man. Ain't nothing but love. God is love. When you love, you can't love, and hate can't share the same space. Hey, y'all, the brothers out there, I love you. I love y'all. I don't know what'll happen if we don't have you. We need you. This is to you, and when you come back, yeah, I'm going to be quiet and let y'all enjoy this song. Okay, I'll come back toward the last 10 seconds. Charles Bevel. Come on, y'all.
And find you.
They try to make it think we don't love, but we love, y'all. We the mothers and fathers of love. This is kind of song. This is it, y'all. This is what Motown is all about, love. Woo! Hey, Miss Lovey, Span talking to you. Hey! Miss Cooper, Mr. Cooper talking to you, and all you men and women.
The rainbow dancing in an autumn sky 5 high, 10 miles wide. I would see nature's all-time magic trying to
sing. I'll sing it, Charles Bevel. Another season here with a reason. Come on now.
Darling, I love you.
See, I'm a love bird. Play the whole song, though, because it's from this band. Let the song take us out, Courtney. Because it's from his fan.
Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation. 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kristen Welker at the White House, where Michelle Obama is calling the kidnapping of Nigerian schoolgirls an unconscionable act. She took over the president's weekly media address on this Mother's Day Eve.
This unconscionable act was committed by a terrorist group determined to keep these girls from getting an education. Grown men attempting to snuff out the aspirations of young girls.
The unidentified remains of those killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11 are being returned to Ground Zero today. They will be placed in an underground repository at the National September 11th Memorial Museum. Another same-sex marriage ban has fallen. A federal judge in Arkansas has ruled it's unconstitutional. The state's attorney general is asking for a stay while they appeal. Here at the White House, an array of solar panels have been installed on the roof. They say the panels will generate 6.3 kilowatts of solar power. Apple has offered Dr. Dre $3 billion for Beats Audio. This is NBC News Radio. A hot air balloon burst into flames while flying over Virginia. NBC's Scott Carr says they still don't know where it crashed.
Searchers in a rural area of central Virginia have renewed their search for a hot air balloon that became snagged in a power line and caught fire.
The gondola portion of it caught fire, and witnesses say they did see it crash.
Virginia State Police spokeswoman Corrine Geller says two explosions happened, the second of which severed the gondola from the balloon, giving searchers two crash sites to look for this morning.
I believe there were just two passengers and the pilot.
Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.
We hereby declare this Rick Springfield Day in Hollywood.
And Rick Springfield got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week.
To have my name on here now is very meaningful to me. That 21-year-old guy used to walk up and down here, wished one day that his name would be on this sidewalk.
He won a Grammy for Jesse's Girl in 1981 and appeared on General Hospital as Dr. Noah Drake. I'm Kristen Welker, NBC News Radio.
You're wearing top-of-the-line boots to hike the scenic Rockies, but you're still wearing your indoor eyeglasses in the glare of the sun?
What's that, Mom?
What? Where?
Next time, experience Experio UV, superior polarized sunglasses, and experience the difference.
Look, Katie, an eagle.
They eliminate 100% of blinding reflective glare and offer ESPF 50+, the maximum UV protection available. Ask your eye care professional about Experio UV, superior polarized sunglasses, in your prescription. For the best vision under the sun.
Most Americans know they're at risk for identity theft, but many still aren't sure if they need Identity Guard. To clear things up, you need Identity Guard if you have done any of the following. Opened a bank account, ordered a pizza, lived indoors, filled a prescription, filed taxes, paid your electric bill, been born, owned a cell phone, attended kindergarten, or visited a website. If you've done any of these, go to identityguard.com/free to help protect your personal information with a free trial. Identity Guard, because it doesn't take much.
This is Brother Booker, sales manager at Western Avenue Nissan. We are proud to announce the spring cleaning sale. At Western Avenue Nissan, 7410 Southwestern in Chicago, we are eliminating all aged inventory. That's right, prices are being slashed on new and used vehicles. You don't want to miss out. 2014 Nissan Altima, prices slashed. 2014 Nissan Maxima, prices slashed. 2014 Nissan Sentra, prices slashed. We're making room for new cars, and your old car can be a new vehicle for us. Our used car trade inventory is running low. We need your car, and we'll give maximum trade value for your old vehicle. If you're upside down in your loan, you're not at Western Avenue Nissan. Make your way to the miracle on 74th and Western. We're making room for new inventory. We're cleaning up so you can benefit. Call 773-776-8200.
or online at westernavenissan.com.
On the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI, we'll bring you conversations with today's top newsmakers discussing everything from politics to pop culture, and we'll look for answers to some of the major social issues confronting America today. So join us weekly for solutions-oriented radio on the Tavis Smiley Show from PRI, Sunday night from 7 to 9 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Join the Harold Washington Cultural Center as we present our fundraising gala, Thank You Chicago, for 10 years committed to children, community, and culture. One night only, Monday, May 19th, showtime at 7 p.m. We will be honoring Tony Award-winning producer Aaliyah Jones Harvey. Congressman Danny Davis will receive the State Rep. Lou Jones Legacy Achievement Award. Tickets are available on Ticketweb.com or by calling 773-373-1900. Thank you, Chicago, for supporting 10 years committed to children, community, and culture. Harold Washington Cultural Center. See you at the theater.
Health Awareness Month 2014 is all about helping our listeners live better lives. That's why we're pulling out all the stops to bring you great topics and knowledgeable experts all month long. Every day will be another day to empower yourself with information to help you live your best life. Health Awareness Month is all about your health, because in May, it's what we do. Brought to you by the Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Looking for affordable quality furniture? Look to Furniture at 7707 in Chicago for all of your furniture needs. Furniture at 7707 South Ashland is a family-owned discount furniture mattress store. Furniture 7707 has served customers in the Chicagoland area and the surrounding suburbs. Their knowledge in furniture, mattresses, and appliances set them high above the competition. Furniture at 7707 is an authorized dealer of such brands as Ashley Furniture, Jackson Furniture, and Decor Rest, with over 450 different customizable fabrics and top grain leathers on over 90 different styles and much more. They are ready to work with your budget to get the merchandise you need with their available financing options and 90-day layaway program. For more information, call 773-783-7707. 773-783-7707.
Hi, this is Dr. Terry Mason. For the past 22 years, I've been the official chief medical officer for WBON, bringing you our weekly medical forum, The Doctor in the House. I'm still here, and I want you to join me every Sunday from 10 to 11, an exclusive medical feature on the Talk of Chicago, WBON, AM 1690.
Not all bank accounts talk, but a Fifth Third checking account with instant alerts will tell you if there's suspicious activity, a withdrawal, and even chat you up if there's a deposit. Because we were curious, shouldn't your checking account put you in the know faster and help stop account fraud faster? Open a Fifth Third checking account with instant alerts at 53.com/alerts and get transaction notifications right to your phone. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC, $50 minimum deposit to open a checking account. Mobile data and text message charges may apply. Contact provider for details, subject to internet banking terms and conditions.
Kelly Williams-Bolar was indicted, tried, convicted, and jailed for trying to get the best education for her children. America made her a felon. Chicago will make her a hero. Join the Black Star Project in honoring Kelly Williams-Bolar. Saturday, May 10th, 1 o'clock p.m., 4100 South King Drive, Metropolitan Apostolic Church. All Chicago should show up to honor this great American hero, Kelly Williams-Bolar. Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m., 4100 South King Drive.
It's time to dust off your clubs and join Bishop Dr. Claude Porter and tournament sponsors NICOR Gas, U.S. Bank, with celebrity guest Otis Wilson on June 10th for PLCCA's 24th annual Victor Goodell Memorial Golf Classic at Seven Bridges Golf Club in Woodridge, Illinois. Registration starts at 7:30 a.m. with a 9 a.m. shotgun and 4 p.m. awards dinner hosted by V103's Joe Soto and sponsored by State Farm. This year's PLCCA Spirit of Excellence Award is being presented to Richard Boykin, Cook County Board of Commissioners. This event is supported in part by Coca-Cola, NBC 95 Chicago, Paramount Media Group, Chicago Defender, and of course, WVON 1690, The Talk of Chicago. For more information, contact Claudette Harrell at 708-473-5110 or visit plcca.org to register. All proceeds to benefit PLCCA.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, The Talk of Chicago.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind.
I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind. I've been to the mountaintop, I've been to the mountaintop. He's allowed me to go to the mountaintop. I might not get there with you, but we as a people will get to the mountain. We'll get to the promised land. I know we will. We just got to have a little bit more understanding. We got to have our money with a purpose, all that stuff. We're going to talk some more about some of that stuff next week because I think our people got all these resources and they don't have the purpose of helping to rebuild the community. We can't reinvent the wheel. We're talking about Mother's Day today in a different context. And my whole black thing is going to be something else other than the black. Is that black enough for you? I got something else for you this morning. But what I wanted to say was that we're in a time where in our community where we have to become midwives like Shapur and Poor. And we got to understand these outside influences. That's not to take away that we got internal, external problems. And by the time we get through dealing with the internal, we too tired to deal with the external. They keep us emotional drained, so we don't plan. All these old welfare mama, getting welfare and all that. More whites are on welfare than blacks and that. And more other folks who coming in the country enjoying all the resources, and they're getting that, and they're still building communities. And we got other folks. I looked at the killings last week of some other communities. You don't see it highlighted. While we be emotionally drained, they're still building. They're talking about the grants and stuff that some of these folks got in an investigation with the grants. At the same time, UNO is still building schools. And we got a lot of women, and I hope y'all listen to this to me this morning, women. We got a lot of women in public office, and the mere fact that we have women there, there's supposed to be a whole nother, we probably have more women than most folks. And we're supposed to be like Shapur and Pur to do our community, to bring it back and to rebuild, and not to be taking the plan for the man, but taking the plan for our people. We got to look at what's going on. What can we do? And so often we become conduits to the man he sent us out to destroy the plan. And you know what makes me really upset when elected officials, not all, because there's always some exceptions, they take the power to be powerful over their own community rather than empowering the community. So I'm calling on the women to empower. And I know some who do be trying to empower our communities, and some of these brothers be down there trying to stop them. Brothers, y'all need to stop that. But we need to, some of the brothers trying to, some of the sisters, they always sending people to keep us confused. But we're talking about Mother's Day. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whether we're teaching, whether we're preaching, whether we nurses, whatever we are, women, however the women are, so are the men. Children. Men, we need you. That's why I played the love song early on. And so we're celebrating mothers, whether you had a baby, raising a baby, or just loving the community, you know. And if you want to say something, keep, you want to talk about the mama, we want to not give a long speech, but we really want to celebrate our mothers and our brothers. And know that our children right now, you say, they need to learn. They get in school. They get turned off because, you know, a friend of mine, my ophthalmologist, really was telling me the other day, because they do a lot with the children's eyes over at Plano, and Dr. McCurry was telling me from birth to, from one to three, or one first grade to third grade, you're teaching them how to read, and from third grade on, they read to learn. And you want to know why children start dropping, because nobody's, like, making them learn, you know, the resources in the schools. If you're a teacher, if you're over the administrator, Ms. Bird, you could be a mama to the black community. I don't care how much money that Ronnie Manning is paying her. It is her job to look after these black babies. Don't play looking. Don't be that mama who, when you see them outside, acting like they're taking care of things, and inside they're abusive. Don't be psychologically abusive to our children. Women, if you're in elected office, come on, take care of the community. Wherever we are, you know, we have to do that. That's how we have survived. And we have to be a family in spite of what's going on. Because I don't care where you go and who you're with, you're really a guest in their home. So it's good to have your own. So we got to go back to the phone. And then we have to go back to the phone. I want to talk to, especially these praying mothers. I got a song for you. You know, I try to do it, but I probably do it like my mother. When my mother was living, I knew every morning, and we're going to talk about it later, how much she prayed for us. And, you know, women, black women, do you pray for your children anymore? We're going to talk about that too. Okay, so I'm going to go to this phone, and I got to get Mansung, or he have hung on here. Mansung, how you doing? You have two tickets waiting for you at the Harold Washington, and I know it was a donation, but you got two tickets for two people to come in. How you doing for the 19th? How you doing? Thanks for the donation.
Well, first of all, Asante Sana, for your kindness with the gala.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say, again, thank you for having that gala on the Kuzaliwa, or birthday of Malik Shabazz, Malcolm X, May 19th. So.
Well, you know what? The creator, the universe did that. You know, it's really interesting how the spirit of the universe works. I looked one day, and I said, you know, that's Malcolm X's birthday. But it just failed that way.
Right. Well, also, Pongezi. That's Kiswahili for congratulations to all of our mothers. And, you know, Dorothy, May 11th has profound significance for me. May 11th, in addition to being your mother's Kuzaliwa or birthday, it's also my mother, the Honorable Naomi Theodoria Treadwell Gray.
You said that. You're right. I remember the happy Mother's Day to your mother.
Yeah, she brought me into this life, but she left this life in 2003.
Yeah.
May she and your mom rest in peace.
Thank you.
It's also the birthday of Brother Farrakhan, as we know.
Farrakhan is tomorrow, the 11th. Yes, it is.
Yeah, the 11th, right. And also, one other very important sister who I just discovered was also born on May 11th.
Who was
the
that?
The Honorable Dr. Carol Adams.
Hey, Dr. Adams, happy birthday. Here's some tough people in May, baby.
Oh, yeah, those are Tauruses and Earth signs, you know, have done as well. Now, I just wanted to let your audience know, Dorothy, that the Black Star Project today at 1 o'clock will be at Reverend Finney's Church right there at 4100 South King Drive.
Yes, you're going to have this lady here from Cleveland, right?
Phenomenal.
What time is it?
1 o'clock p.m. for a few
hours. I'm just
trying
to figure out how to do this because I really want to meet this young lady. I wish Phil had called me, I would have had her on today.
She's now, gonna,
She would have been a great lady for Mother's Day.
Yeah, for educational forum. She's a profile in courage in Ohio because, you know, Chicago's public school system is not the only one that is abusing our students, parents, and community.
Yeah.
Ohio's educational bureaucracy and the police department have done this woman and her family a horrible
thing. Oh, yeah, it's all over the country. What they did is she moved, changed address, and put her child into a better school.
Right,
and then they arrested her. They did all kind of mess with her. But it's all over the country what they're doing to black children, Mantrone.
She's going to tell her story, and we want everybody to try to come out for that. You know,
that?
Whether 1 p.m., 4100 South King Drive at Reverend Finney's.
The Metropolitan Church.
Apostolic Church.
Mm-hmm.
It's free, but we need to really help this lady. And Philip Jackson has went out on the line, you know, to bring the sister in from Ohio.
Okay.
And she's
going to slow down. Well, look, man, I wish Philip had called me because that would have been a beautiful Mother's Day thing.
Right.
But we announce it again. Hold on. Let me get all the details
now,
out.
Now, one other quick thing. This
hurry up.
Because this has to do with you and your efforts. Huh. Brother Cam Howard and
I
the
love
Chicago
Cam.
Chapter of NCOBRA in conjunction with the Amos Wilson Institute, which Cam Howard and a group operate, they're having a teach-in and strategy session on moving forward with reparative justice, reparations enforcement, and this is going to be this coming Thursday, May 15th, 6:30 p.m. at Carruthers Center for Inner City Studies, 700 East Oakwood Boulevard. And what they're doing, sister, as you well know, is they're trying to, or we are trying to, get that movement going, revitalizing reparations, and also strengthening the disclosure ordinance that you championed while you was in city council.
Tell Cam to call me, Mason.
Yeah,
okay.
I will.
I got to go to Borders Lit Up. Thank you, and I'll see you on the 19th, and thank you so much.
Yes,
I mean, you sent us a donation without anything. You weren't expecting anything. That lit my heart up when I opened that mail up and you had written something. I know how it is. And you had sent something to the Harold Washington Culture Center.
Yeah,
and
it's not how much you have in terms of being rich. It's what you do with the little you got.
Thank you. And you'll have two tickets there for you at our gala.
Okay. Asante Sana.
To you, too.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I went to Harold Washington was at the 4645 South King Drive, the address. But anyway, he sent the, and I said, my God, that's a man's song. Now, I was just, thank you, man, song, just for, thank you. And, you know, I had another little lady, she called me, Miss Washington, Thelma Washington. She said, Dorothy, get over here. And I got, she said, ain't much. So we have different prices. We have the circle, the producer circle, the other circle, the community and all that. And the producer circle is like $250. She said, I don't have much. Why don't you get over here? I got something for you. So I went up to her house, and she had gotten some of her friends to buy the producer circle ticket, you know, and I thought it would be something else, but it was. I said, thank you. And I want you to know, Ms. Washington, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I was just happy because when I came over, I didn't know, and she had gotten, they got three tickets for the producer circle, and finna get some more and some other. And I thank you because we do need it. And thank you so much. But if you can't, like me and Son said, we have our $100 tickets, 2-for-1. We got our 2-for-1. We got our other tickets with VON. If you call 773-373-1900, it is to make sure we maintain the Harold Washington Culture Center where we are working with our children, and we do in prayer, and we moved, and we're working with them to keep them off the street and on the stage under the great direction of my daughter, Jimelita Tillman, who will be calling in much later before we go off this air to tell you about it. And also, Courtney going to tell me how to navigate this. I'm going to be giving out a pair of tickets to the gala for the 19th, and I'm also going to give out two books. Two of my books hang onto your hat for Mother's Day that you can get. I'm just going to sign my name, and then you can give it to someone for a gift. A great book. My book is usually $30, but I sell them for $20 if you come by the center, you can get one. But I'm giving these two books, and for the people, they're going to win. And however Courtney tell me to do it before I go off, we will be doing that. Okay, just so happy. Thank you, man, son. And I'm trying to find out why Mama, I guess they've been on the phone with Mama D. What I want to do before I go back to the phone, Levette, all of y'all, hold on. My mother, as I was saying, every morning before when she got up, as much as I can remember, when she was working in the white folks' house and doing domestic work, she did it before she went and did domestic work. Then my mother was like a sister to me because she was a teenage mom. And, you know, she and me and my brother, we got a chance to really be with her and play with her and have fun with her, jump rope. Always a good mother, but of course, my dear was always over there watching, and that was my father, James Wright. And we had, you know, you got them double cousins down south, all y'all be together. But the thing of it is that every morning my mother prayed for us. Every morning she prayed for us. she bowed and she prayed and she wrapped her arms around her children, and my grandmother prayed. And then when them other sisters them came, I'm old enough to be their parents. I'm really their mother now. When she last thing she took in the hospital, said, "Dorothy Jean," I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "You remember what I told you when they were young?" I said, "Yes." She said, "They still stand." I said, "They grown now." She said, "They still stand." So I'm technically their mother. My mother is gone. And I tried to do what she did, but I knew that every morning my mother was praying and calling us out by names, all of her children and her grandma and her grandchildren. And the thing, when you got somebody lifting up those prayers for you, that make a difference. That's what they mean by living on mother's prayers. Black women, and any women that's listening to me, are you praying for your children? Are you so caught up in emotions that you can't even summons God or summons that spirit, that African, that spirit to put their arms around your children? You know, in Africa, they say that when your mama died, you know, it's like they'd be scared to go home because nobody to clear the way for you. You know, are you clearing the way? Are you caught up in all this junk? I'm mad at this person. I'm mad. I have to turn it off. You stay angry so much at all these people who want to keep you angry that you can't think. Take a moment and do what my mother and many mothers have done for their children. Mother bowed. My mother prayed for me, and so did your mother and grandmother. And those who are not doing it, let's do it. Older women teach the young women how to pray for their children. And I'll be around with you. You listen to Talk of Chicago 69 WVON, number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon. This is Mother Prayed For.
Praying on mother's knee. What she told me about King Jesus, that I might gain.
That's the Pilgrim Travels, y'all.
Oh, mother taught me from the Bible. So someday my Savior's face I see. My mother bowed.
Yes, she did. In the morning.
Oh, mother bowed, and she prayed for me.
Yes, Mama. Mother
bowed.
Mother prayed for me. Hey, that's that real singing, y'all. That's when God showed up.
Mother bowed.
You know God showed up, baby. Show up and show out. That's what I'm talking about.
Lord, I may be free.
Yes. Having church up in this morning. Come on, show up. I feel it. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sing it, tell them, y'all.
Late in the midnight.
Hey, y'all, we got to pray. Come on, I want some midwives.
Well, the show was born.
Exodus, y'all.
I did hear mother.
Woo!
Hear her tenderly whisper.
I used to hear it every morning.
Oh, talking to
yes,
her.
She prayed for me.
Oh, Lord of all.
Yes, she prayed for
oh,
me.
I tell you, we got to pray. Pray and work. Do them together. Mother prayed for me. I was talking to Avis Lavelle the other day, and, you know, her mother passed too. Avis is a very strong supporter of us over at the center. And she said, "You know, Dorothy," I said, "What?" She said, "When my mother passed, because my father's gone, I realized that was an era. There's nobody I can talk to about that era anymore that's in that generation." That sent him, my mother prayed for me. Tell them about your mother praying for you. Don't take too long, y'all. Let's talk about it. And happy Mother's Day to Miss Huntington and to her sister, to Gloria, to all y'all. Anybody I forget, please don't get mad at me. But happy Mother's Day. Livette, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm just trying to hold my heart because you just really putting it on it. So,
Thank you.
I just want to say peace and love to you.
Thank you.
You're the queen, the Zynga of our community. And I pray for our unity to circumvent the attacks on us on all levels.
Yes.
Because we need to demand an investigation on the atrocities happening in this city to us on the west side and the south side.
Yes.
From federal and world courts.
Well,
the federal courts, they act like they can't do it, so we need to call on the world courts at this time.
Lavette, we got the midwives. I'm asking you to be those midwives. We got to do it here.
I am, sister. Because you know what? There's a systematic design taking our transportation, taking our homes, destroying the black family, creating more homeless mothers than ever before.
Oh, yes.
And I'll continue to listen for further instructions on the plan and the agenda because, you know, we need to stop talking about the violence and we need to preach love because that's the only...
Oh, yes. Well, you know, we keep talking about that, then we won't do nothing because we're so upset with ourselves and not looking at what's coming on. I thank you, Lavette. Call back another when we just... Because we're dedicated to the mothers. And listen,
I honor my mama every day. So
thank
if
you.
Anybody deals with this commercial Mother's Day, buy black. If
mm-hmm.
you're going to go out and spend your money, let's build...
And black folks, when you get the money, bring the money back to the community.
That's
right. I mean, even the businesses, make sure they understand. Because
they'll
be okay. Thank you, Lavette.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day. I'll tell you, happy Mother's Day, Ms. Huntington. How you doing this morning?
Happy Mother's Day, Alderman Tillman.
Thank you.
I want to say, and I want to give honor to my late mother, Mrs. Anna Thomas, who was a great mother.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Minister Farrakhan, with whom I respect and love.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to honor a young lady, Ms. Mariah Johnson, who will be receiving her bachelor's degree in finance, magna cum laude, today at the University of Illinois, Chicago. And I'd like to thank Mrs. Josephine Wade at Captain Hard Times, Bishop and Mr. Hedgeman for supporting her yesterday.
Isn't that wonderful?
She will mm-hmm. be traveling to Austin, Texas tomorrow to enroll at the University of Texas at Austin to work on her MBA. This young lady is 21 years old.
Isn't that wonderful?
And
that's what we're talking about. We talk about the other stuff more than we talk about this stuff.
Yes, and
mm-hmm.
she is the first of her family to graduate
mm-hmm.
magna cum laude and in finance.
Thank you so much.
So,
thank you. Are you coming to the gala on Monday the
19th? I plan to come.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get...
I know you're working on something.
I'm trying to sell tickets. So you know.
Well, we have the VON code. Tell them to call in the VON code. Happy Mother's Day to you, Ms. Huntington.
Happy
You're like
Mother's
a mother to me,
to
you and your sister.
All of the mothers around here.
And to Sister Khadijah. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to Sister Khadijah, Minister Farrakhan, First Lady. Sister Khadijah, I have not forgotten you. I love you too much. I love you. You know, it's something when you are the First Lady to whatever it is. You know, when your husband is out there moving around and the death threats that come to your family and to your children, whenever you're a leader, you really don't know what happens to those leaders, because I know the threats and stuff that came to my family. I know somebody putting a bomb by my office. They had to corner off the whole four blocks. You have to understand what it is when you have leaders. I remember my daughter had to pick up the phone with somebody telling them, and my sons too. That's probably why Jim is the way he is, that your mom ain't coming home tonight, or when you got to put security. When I was in office, they had a level 5 threat on me, and most folks didn't even know that, you know. And that's why they had to send someone traveling. I had a level 5 when I was fighting on behalf of black people for this, for the land and for the and for reparation. That's the highest level you get. The police department had a level 5 threat that was on me, which meant that's why I'm head of my security, Sergeant Boone, and then Joe was also, Moses was part of it. And they were able to be with me because that threat level was so high. And it's real when you fight for black folks. It's not easy. And then if you're that man or that woman, but in this case, if you're that woman next to the minister or you next to Jess, any of these people, it's not easy. You have to look out for your children. You got to keep a face on. You got to work. I remember seeing my son, Jimmy Tillman, how you doing, my baby? He used to beat the TV up when I would go to jail and say, leave my mom alone. And I remember my middle daughter, Jamil, she almost fell out one day, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. She received this call, and she said, they said, your mama won't be home tonight. So you don't understand what it is to, they have always made it hard to fight for black people. So you have to have a principle. You have to believe in God. And you got to have a direction that you stand on. I heard somebody call Matt Show, one of the shows, and say, we don't have nobody else willing to die for us no more. Like Dr. King, I think it was on it. He was either Matt or Perry Show. Young man, if you're listening, you can be that person. You have to believe in God. And if a young person is feeling like nobody's willing to give their life or stand up, feel hopeless, it's something. But to be a leader and to have children, you know, I mean, some of you brothers went out there, one of my kids got kidnapped, one of you brothers went out there looking for the person who did it. You don't know nothing about all that. But I know the ministers and brothers, along with Lou Palmer, some of them brothers out there looking for the person who kidnapped one of my children. Tell your mama this, tell your mama that. You don't know what it is to be a leader. People talk, they criticize. They criticize Jesse. They talk about the minister. But regardless, what you want to say about him, his life is still out here every time he goes somewhere. The minister's life is out here. But then there's the wife. I mean, Jackie, you have to know Jackie. We've been knowing each other since we were young. You know, and Jackie is very brilliant. You know, she's something else. But Jackie got to worry and hold things together. You see Reverend before the cameras, but there's Jacqueline Jackson. Minister Farrakhan got Sister Deidre. She's a strong sister. You know, and all the others. So just know when you're talking and when things are going on, you don't know. You get on the phone and talk about people. You hang up your phone, nobody see your face, and you go somewhere and don't put nothing on the line. But it's rather difficult. But, hey, y'all, it's that time. It's that time to put it on the line. We got to stop playing. We can't keep playing like this. Brother Maceo, how you doing?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Alderman Tillman. Happy birthday to
oh, my God, that voice is enough to make me melt, baby. Don't make me
Happy
melt like
birthday.
That. Thank you. Oh, that voice is something. Them women going to run over you when you come. I know you coming on the 19th. They see you might get taken out, Macy, with a voice like that.
Oh, thank you. I love you. And I will be there.
Thank you.
Happy birthday and happy Mother's Day and homage to your mother, homage to my mother, my great mother, our mother, Mildred Stewart Davis, to her mother, Mother Davis, Mother Grandmother Davis, and to Big Mama, my father's mother.
Yeah, Big Mama.
Big
everybody
Mama.
You know, that's historical. That's what
yes,
I'm talking about my mother. When if anybody who have my book, they'll see I dedicated it. I'm so glad she saw it. And I talk about my mother, even as a teenage mother, how she loved and took care of us. But that was my dear, the Big Mama, the real mother, not the Perry Tyler, but
no.
The real mother and the Big Mama, who was there like watching over us the same way I do my children today.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And she taught me how to iron, how to sew, how to cook. And so homage to all of those great women and to the mothers on the line. Happy Mother's Day. And as you were saying, I will be at the Harold Washington Cultural Center on the 19th. And the universe really, really must have been in motion. Because not only is it the great Malcolm X's birthday, it's the great Lorraine Hansberry's birthday.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. That's what. Well, thank you, Mason. And those who want to come, we do have the VON. You can tell your UNAIA people who said it was going to come that we do have a special. So they call 773-373-1900 to make sure that you all be represented very well there. Okay? Call
Absolutely.
Your leader.
And then one more thing. Tomorrow is Papa Joe King Oliver's birthday, Louis Armstrong's mentor. He was born on
you got to hurry up, Mason.
Okay, May 11th, 1885 in Louisiana. And then Sidney Bechet, the great soprano saxophonist, clarinetist, also born in Louisiana on May 14th, 1897. Thank you. Love you, love you, love
you. Thank you so much. You know, to have these, we have strong black men in our community. We have strong women, you know. And sometimes we take the little bit, whether it's elected or whether it's whatever role you're in, and we take that and we'll dominate. Sometimes you got people who are stronger trying to move. And even down there, I've talked to some of the brothers and sisters who's in the office. They said, but how do you do it, Dorothy? What do you do? We tried to step on us. And I know some occasions, something happened this week. Well, sister trying to pull something together for some sisters to help us help folks out, and who stepped on them but the brothers. So, well, with this, I'm going to see about that, y'all. And if you listen, you know who I'm talking to. I would be about to see you and talk to you. Cause we have to make sure that we keep our community together. And, like, I'm not trying to take up anybody. When you look at the Black United Fund, all the work they've done, one thing happened, they smash them. All the black organization in place, you know, they're after them, and you got to find out why. And people start running when somebody come after you, whether they lying on you, whether they telling the truth. Now some of these folks understand when they lied on us, and folks say, "Oh, go over there," and they found out wasn't nothing going on. We was all right. But they do things to make us run and hide. We cannot hide. And I'm going to talk about this next week, and I want to talk about today. Happy Mother's Day to you too, Dorothy Brown. And sometimes women make mistakes, but I would like to see her husband step out and say some stuff on his own behalf. You step out and tell us what you did. Because Dorothy Brown is a great woman who did some great things, and people got all over her because she was a threat to be married at the same time too. But when you understand your history and know what you are, then if you to that woman, you're supposed to protect that woman. And Dorothy, I know, and I'm not knocking your man, are you? But I want the husband to step out, you know, because we have, as women, I used to tell those women in office, and all those women, as all of them would tell you, I met with them, I said, "Yeah, you know, you think you're in a powerful position, and you have to be careful. Sometimes women have to be more careful than men." And this is not to indict you, Dorothy, so don't get mad at me. But we get, and men will come around like they really are interested in what your position is, and it's really not that. Men have fun and women fall in love. And it might be love. I'm not saying that's not what it is, but the thing of it is, you have to, if you come into a position with a woman that powerful, you do everything to protect her and you tell her. Because I don't believe in my mind that if the stuff is true, any of it Dorothy was aware of it, because she's a woman that's a great woman. And I'm still calling on Mr. Cook to step forward. Dorothy, you get mad at me? Hope not, because I love you, my sister. But I want you, he needs to step out and protect his wife and tell her what's going on. That's what I want to see. And Everest, you voted on this stuff, too. It was in the paper that Dorothy voted on something, and so did Everest. Now, Everest is trying to investigate that she voted on. But anyway, two sets of rules. But Dorothy Brown, husband, if you listen to me, my brother, you step out and protect that woman. Rick, how you doing?
Happy birthday, Dorothy, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I'm sorry I got off, but I just have not seen this man say nothing yet.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all your daughters, too.
Thank you.
You know, I want to say... it's good that we got people like you around, because you give insight that people don't want you to give to us.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
And it's good we got people like you around. So that's why I had to call. And I want
Thank
to tell you.
You,
too, I am an up-and-coming artist myself, and my producer got me like being a promoter.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I will support the Hell Washington Cultural Center myself, because you didn't know that about me.
Thank you. Well, come on over to our gala. You get a chance to see everything. Come on over on Monday the 19th. We have a VON special, 373-1900. We need you all to come on out and support us, y'all. Support the Hell Washington Cultural Center. Thank you so much. I'm going to talk to Reverend Walden and Mama D. Don't go nowhere. All y'all hold on. And then after I talk to Mama D, I'm going to play this thing, Woman. I'm going to play a special song for all of the women. Talk to Reverend Walden. Reverend Walden, happy Mother's Day to your wife.
I wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day and all the mothers, but I especially want to wish my sister, Dorothy Brown, a happy Mother's Day. And
yes.
It is so true, Dorothy. Men that have been around have proved themselves, I mean, through the years. Those are the men you should hook on to, not those that pop up all of a sudden and then they. And I'm not. Listen, I don't get in nobody's business.
Me neither. I was trying not to, but my thing is, you have to protect your woman.
Amen.
Dorothy Brown should have been a candidate for mayor this time, but they dirted her up where she couldn't be it.
Dorothy, don't feel that you did wrong to say that. We men must step up and speak out for those women who we know are not guilty.
Right. And Dorothy, I know she's in pain right now.
No, I'm not afraid.
Right, Reverend Walden. She's in pain right now, and it don't make no sense.
That's right. I'm with her. Mm-hmm. And when I'm with somebody, I'll die for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
God bless you.
Thank you. And you coming to the Herald Washington on Monday. I know
yes,
you are.
I will be there.
I'll see you Monday. You call Jim 373-1900 so she can make sure she reserve you a special place.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I mean that, y'all. I try to stay out of folks' personal lives, you know, because you don't know what's going on. And like she said, they are coming after her. But, you know, like one thing in the paper said that he couldn't even get an expungement because it was another thing. And I don't get in stuff like that. But I've been waiting for this man to say something. Do not leave your wife out there like that, because she loves you. She put everything on the line for you. Mama D, how you doing?
Oh,
good morning. You know, tomorrow, May 11th, is my daughter's Earth Day birthday. She's an only child.
Yeah.
Mothers get birth.
Yeah.
We get born.
Right.
So every birthday is the true Mother's Day.
Okay.
So let's not laugh off the Mandingo Black Mother's Day insult. We fought to get this woman on Saturday Night Live, and we as a community need to get to fight to get her off. Sojourner Truth said, I have borne 14 children, and I've seen most all of them sold off into slavery. And for this woman to laugh at that is no laughing matter.
It ain't. I'm going to tell them to find Ain't Our Woman. We're going to try to, if we have time, play Ain't Our Woman.
Absolutely. And next Saturday is the 60th anniversary of the Brown versus Board of Education decision. We are filing a lawsuit for reparatory rights, because we have never been made whole as a people. America broke us. It's her duty, her job, our right for her to fix us. 773 Respect if you want to join the lawsuit.
Okay, thank you. And happy Mother's Day to you.
You
and,
too.
And I hope you're coming out to support us on the 19th. 373-1900. We got a VON special, 373-1900. I'm going to try to find Ain't Our Woman. If I have time, I'll play it. Thank you, Mama D. Thank you. I tell you, this is something. I want to play this for the women because I know I don't want to run out of time before I play this. You know, Charles Bevel wrote this song, and it was really funny. He wrote it while he was standing, really, my coach house wrote this song. And he's so deep. You know, I love Charles Bevel. That's James Bevel's young brother. Diane Nash and all the mothers of the movement, happy Mother's Day to you. Hey, this is,
woman,
hey, y'all, this is to the black woman.
Woman.
If y'all understand this song, this might be too deep for you. Miss Mary, happy Mother's Day, Miss Mary Villages.
A complete mystery to men, how you see life circles and rings, how you can use just anything to get.
Intuition. I mean, Sister Khadijah, Jackie, and all those women who have to stand with these strong men, it's something. And to all these mothers who are in heartache because their children, you know, in pain. This mother who gave her organ, her son organ, after her son had this electrical charge and died. And I happen to know the person. I just found out the person that she gave her organs to for her son to finally live. Happy Mother's Day to you. Because the person you gave the organ to are very close to me. And I just found out. Happy Mother's Day, Mother.
In my wildest dream, I see you free. Yes, you need to be from me.
Woman, woman.
Sister Khadija, I know you. If you listen, Jack, all of y'all.
Woman.
To my first lady of my church transformation, China.
Woman.
Yeah. Even when you're a pastor's wife, it's not easy. You think about some of the drama some of these wives are going through right now. I love all of y'all. Even when you're in elected office, wherever you are, it's really something, y'all. This is just, I mean, it's deep. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. We're celebrating Mother's Day today. And happy birthday to Minister Farrakhan tomorrow. Happy birthday. And don't y'all pay no attention to this knee stuff. They sure wait a long time to put that out. Don't get all upset. The minister's strong. He also know God. When you know God, you don't worry. Robert, how you doing?
Good morning.
How
Thank you for being a good mother for taking me to that for transformation and being anointed.
Oh, you came to our, you did come to our church.
You held my hand.
He came to the church.
The pilgrim travel, I remember I was a little bitty, so like some of your grandchildren in Mississippi.
Yeah.
This is the pilgrim travel. My mother prayed for me.
Oh,
my mother used to say, Father, stretch my hand to thee, you know.
Yeah.
And just all that goes way back.
Right, right. Yeah. And I just and that stuff brought us over. People rejected, but it's what we held on to and understood.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't know that there's a God or there's a consequence in the universe, you'll do anything, and you feel hopeless.
It's a God because, you know, I think about it sometimes, and really, if you don't know all your black history, but you know, right now, you have to understand it right now, you'll see what's going on.
Right.
You got to go way back and in the time, we just get it now and what you know and pick up some. And it'll work out because don't get mad about it, you know.
Right.
And Maceo, he can sing. Hey.
Well, you know, I want to thank you for coming to our church that Sunday.
Yeah.
I
well,
know
I'll
my pastor didn't disappoint you, did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
And look, if y'all don't have no church to take your mama to tomorrow, come on out to our church at Transformation. We'll have a good time. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We're going to be at Transformation on 110th and Indiana. We're going to be out there. I love my pastor because he's on top of it. George, how you doing?
Good morning, Oliver Tillman. I just called to wish you happy Mother's Day and your daughters and happy birthday. This is Georgia from High Park.
Thank you, Georgia. Thank you.
And I wanted to say I thought about that brother can sing. I didn't know Macy. Is that Macy?
Oh, yeah. I told Macy all these women go.
I'm going to have to sing for my birthday.
Well, you come on over. You coming over Monday, Georgia?
Yes, I am. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers of the BON family.
Thank you.
About my mother, my grandmother, my grandmother is my big mama. So I know how it is. And as far as Dorothy Brown,
yeah,
that used to be my boss. I'll talk to you about her when I see you.
Okay, but I think
her
husband needs to stand up. Thank you. I think her husband needs to stand up. Dorothy Brown, happy Mother's Day to you. And I just still say that if a brother know he got something, he needs to bring come clean and you know, to put this sister out there like that. I'm sorry, Dorothy. I love you. People been trying to get me in trouble. I just didn't know how I was going to formulate this. I want to see her husband say something. Alvarez, you also voted on that so-called criminal justice thing. And you trying to indict somebody now, you need to step down, too, while you're telling Dorothy to step down. But all I got to say is that, brother, where are you? The day you step out, give her a Mother's Day present. Step out and say something. Good morning. How you doing? There's no name on it, so I don't know who I'm talking to. How you doing? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who I'm talking to? She forgot to put your name in.
Oh, good morning. My name is Beverly.
Hi,
you
Beverly.
You know what? Good, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
You know what? I was calling. I was asking you. There was a lady used to call you, Miss Geneva. Where is she?
I don't
Did
know.
She call you anymore?
No, and I think, as Eunice said, I think she do. I know she haven't called the station at all that much. And I know Miss Corrine, I was looking for her, and I found out that she passed, but I don't think Miss Janine have because we would know. But next time, maybe Eunice will call in and tell Courtney, and we'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you so much. Kim, how you doing? Kim?
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
Fine.
Happy Mother's Day.
To you, too.
I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to you, Alderman Tillman. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother and my aunt and my grandmother. This is a beautiful day for all of the black women. We are the mothers of this community, and our mothers need to be respected and they need to be protected.
Right.
Our image needs to be protected.
Right.
The slave mothers need to be protected. And when you had Mama D on there, that just reminded me of that, like she was talking about that SNL skit.
Yeah.
And we have to protect our image. If we don't protect our image, no one is going to protect our image. Too many of us are laughing at that thing and for everything that our mothers have gone through. Our mothers are the only ones who pray for us.
Yeah.
Everything that that our mothers and you all have done for us, you have stepped out there, put your lives on the line for us. It broke my heart. Me and my friend did a petition on change.org. If anybody wants to sign that petition, email me.
Are you coming to Harold Washington on Monday?
I will come, and I hope that you will advertise my petition.
We're going to be there to celebrate 10 years. But, 373-1900. Call Jim Leach and ask Jim Leach about that, 373-1900. How many
okay.
minutes I got, Courtney? Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Oh, I got some more. Okay. Well, I'm going to play this for the women. I'll give you a baby, a standing up. For the men, wherever you are, have you just hanging out? Are you just standing around? Are you just sitting up on the side of your bed? Are you just standing on the corner? I know you love somebody. You got to let them know. You got to let them know. I'll give your baby a standing ovation as I'm ready to take it. Can I play it?
So right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is star time.
And then I'll take one more.
Like to
how many minutes on the song, Courtney? Hey, you know, Chuck was one of our founding members of the board to build the Harold Washington Cultural Center. How many minutes on this song?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Chuck Barstow, founding member of the board to build the Harold Washington Cultural Center. He's always said it was sacred ground, Dorothy. We can build this. He walked them grounds with me, and he said, Dorothy, I said, what you want? He said, we're going to build this center. You know, he and Otis Clay and Lou Rawls and all of them, Chuck was there standing with the solid ground. My heart, my love go out to Chuck. He's a little under the weather, y'all. You know, we wait the folks go. But Chuck Barksdale from the Dells, one of our founding members. And, you know, I might try to take one more song before I go, one more call. I'm not sure I'll be able to take it, but I might. How many minutes, Courtney? That's all I won't be able to do. Yeah. Come on. Come on, y'all. I want to stand an ovation. Look, give it to your mama. Give it to your daughter. Give it to your sister. Give it to your woman. Happy Mother's Day, Dorothy Brown. We can't be hiding here when they're wrong. All the work we do, y'all. To me, you know I'll take it. I know you're up this morning listening. Don't get too smart, though. Woo! Give your baby. I'll take it to you. I know you listen. Yeah. Okay, y'all. Happy Mother's Day to all of my daughter-in-law, too. I tell you, Penny and all of y'all, Happy Mother's Day, Demetrius. Hey, y'all, Clara, too. Look, y'all, thank you so much. We've enjoyed this Mother's Day. We've enjoyed, I'm going to enjoy my birthday on Monday. I will be going to church on Sunday and some other things. It's been really great. Support your mothers, Dorothy. But it's been really wonderful. I've enjoyed this day. Minister Farrakhan, once again, I will be calling you. But happy, happy birthday. You get a personal birthday for me. This has been Dorothy Wright Tillman, Coffee, Tea, and the Conversation for me every Saturday morning, 6 to 8. If you missed the show, go to Blog Talk. You can pick it back up. We'll be back next Saturday, having tried to tell you and to teach you. In the meantime, Harold Washington Cultural Center, the 19th of May, our 10th year anniversary fundraiser gala. We honor Danny Davis and Aaliyah Joan Harvey, 373-1900, 373-1900. Call us now. Call that number. We're going to get the call the number. We're going to win some tickets, too. Okay, love you. I forgot to get the ticket, so call the number. Love you. See you next week.
From my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands got blistered.
I'm going to stay here for a minute, and I want the first two callers. I'll get a pair of tickets to see it, and the next caller get a book. Call the station, 591-69 to win the tickets. Call the station now to get your tickets. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Pay remorse or feel the force of a former slave.
The Talk of Chicago and the Voice of the Nation. 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.